Blog Talk Radio.
And of course, good spirits. As for us, we are doing just fine. Today, we're going to talk about a topic that we've been meaning to talk about, but it's kind of fallen to the wayside. However, it's still an important topic, and it actually needs to be covered. So, we're going to do our best to cover it today. If anyone is interested in calling in, or if we have a person that's interested or has any comments, we'd love to hear from you, and we'd love to have you share with us whatever is on your mind, you know, whatever subject gets stimulated and you want to talk about because of what we're talking about. The call-in number is 323-443-7471. Again, that's 323-443-7471. But again, with no further ado, let's go ahead and move on to the overall topic that we want to cover today. And like I said before, it's a topic that we've been wanting to get to, but it's kind of fallen to the wayside. The topic is stay strong, never give up, and believe in you. You know, right now we've got a lot of people that are going through some financial problems, some questions about different things. Life is a little hard, so that financial thing puts a stress on everybody in different types of ways. So what we'd like to talk about, or what I'd like to talk about today, is life and you. First off, life and you. You're worth it. So whatever it is that you need to do and whatever it is that you need to let go so that you can go ahead and continue to move on with your life, that's pretty much what you have to do. You have to decide what's of value and what's not of value. And the things that are not of value, those are the things that you probably need to remove. Or in some cases, those are the people that you may need to remove from whatever it is that's going on. You know, I came across three interesting little phrases that really caught my attention. One was frenemy. And what is a friend? A frenemy, or we know what a friend is, or I believe we do, even though I think there is some confusion. But basically, a frenemy is somebody that is supposed to be your friend, but they're more like your enemy. They're a person that you're supposed to be able to trust, but you can't trust. They're a person that's supposed to lift you up when you're feeling down and when you're feeling up, but they're that person that never really lifts you up. They always have to be the devil's advocate. They always have to be the person that's a naysayer. They always have to be the person that's not positive, even when things are positive or when you need a positive hand. You know, things may not be perfect, but we all, every now and then again, need a hand up. So that was what we called a frenemy. The other statement that I thought was really interesting, or word that was really interesting, was a frentor. Frentor. And what is a frentor? A frentor is somebody that is actually your friend. They have your back, and they're giving you information, pointers, things that are actually useful and that is good information, not hearsay, not rumor, but people who truly believe that this is the way to go. And they not only believe it's the way to go, they know it's the way to go because they know other people have gone that way, and it's been successful for them. And when I say successful, I'm not talking win-lose. I'm not talking lose-lose. I'm talking it's been a win-win situation, as in something that person needed to get out of or something that person needed to get into. And there was no agendas attached. There was no, you know, prearranged agreement or anything like that. This was somebody that truly was giving you information because they were your friend and they were doing the best that they could with what they had, and everything that they gave you was positive. And then you had a mentor. That was the other word. Well, we all know what a mentor is. A mentor is somebody that has basically kind of gone through it. They've been there, done that, got the T-shirt. And it's usually somebody that's a little older or definitely quite a bit wiser that can actually point you in the right direction so that you can go where you need to go and so that you can do it without having to basically suffer all of the slings and arrows that that person may have had to suffer or that that person may know someone else that was very close to them that may have had to suffer that pain. So they're sharing that information with you. That's your mentor, your guide, your person that's going to show you, you know, that, okay, on this landmine of life, I've already walked through this, so if you step in my footprints, you won't get blown up. So anyway, those were three very different ways of looking at it. And the conclusion that I came to from reading it was that you need to get rid of your frenemies. You need to bolster up and start getting more friend-tors and mentors to actually help you through the very difficult thing that we all have to go through, which is called life, and understanding that the journey is what's important. And today, that's what we're really kind of trying to get to. We're trying to get to that life isn't a one-stop shop. You know, you're going to have your ups. You're going to have your downs. You know, you're going to have to go through, you know, sometimes your landmines, sometimes uphill, sometimes downhill, sometimes through the puddle, sometimes through the stream, sometimes through the ocean to get where that you need to get where you need to get. But knowing that as long as you keep on keeping on and as long as you keep the faith and keep checking that compass to make sure that you're going in the right direction and checking your course and looking at your landmarks and, you know, realizing and reaffirming that you're going the right way, you're going to get where you want to be. But you have to know where it is that you want to go. And from knowing where you want to go, that's going to greatly help you to actually succeed at your overall goal, which is getting where you want to get. So, back to you, you as a whole. Please remember that we all need to do our best. And we need to do our best and remember that there are rough times, but they will pass. The journey of life, in the journey of life, there are many hills, like I said, many valleys, and there are also rivers and streams and oceans. And we have to learn to traverse them. Sometimes we may have to go back and get more training so that we can actually do it more efficiently. Sometimes we need to build that muscle up, because it may be a muscle that is atrophied because we haven't used it, or it's a muscle that we just never used in our course of life. And because we are on a new mission, on a new journey, and on a new path, and the terrains change in those on those paths, that sometimes we may have to build up some endurance. We have to may have to build up some resistance, but we need to find a balance. And also remembering that what is a balance? A balance is always balancing out. There's always a yin and a yang. There's always a force pulling from one end or the other. You know, there's always changes. Even sometimes those changes are minute. And a good, a quite interesting example of those minute changes is just standing. You know, the whole time that you're standing on your two feet, what are you doing? You're balancing. You're constantly pushing off on different parts of your foot, or pushing off on different parts, you know, your heel, your toes, all of those things are what are helping you to actually stand up. You're moving your hips back and forth, your shoulders, all of those different things. You know, where your head is at the certain time. All of those things affect your balance. All of those things affect your ability to actually stand. And then when you go to walk, again, there's even more balancing that takes place. And we all have to do that on a regular basis. Well, life is no different. You're constantly balancing. You're constantly trying to adjust and make slight and even minute corrections in where you were a microsecond ago so that you can continue to stand or continue to walk or even run because the levels of difficulty continue. And again, just like running, just like any type of sport, if you haven't built up the muscles for that, be it the mental muscles or the physical muscles or the emotional muscles to deal with certain things, there's a chance that you could fail. And remember, we never really fail. We just have to maybe have a temporary roadblock or a temporary delay in where it is that we're going. That roadblock will eventually be removed. It may not be removed as fast as we want it to. We may not have wanted to be stopped or slowed in the first place. However, again, what's the most important thing? The most important thing is that you finish the race, and that you finish the race where you wanted to be at the conclusion of your time to run that race. And the reason that I say that is because we all have a limited amount of time on this earth. You know, it's really interesting. I actually posted something on Facebook today, actually yesterday. And the thing that I pasted or placed on Facebook, it basically said, you know, we're all on this journey to the end. And it's amazing how many of us don't realize that we need to basically smell the flowers. We need to basically look at what's going on and see what it is that we're doing as we go through that journey. Not just one day end up at the end and not know how we got there and not remember what was in between. And, you know, that's the interesting thing about life. You know, most of us, we read to the end of the sentence, and at the end of the sentence, there's a period. Well, guess what? For each and every one of us in life, your life is like a sentence. And you've got the beginning, and you've got the end. And that's usually what the only two things anybody remembers, and we don't really remember the beginning. So at the end, what happened? You know, what did you miss? What did you do? What did your journey bring for you? What magic did you create for other people? You know, you guys will constantly hear me talk about networking and talking to people and building relationships and all of that stuff. And it's not building a relationship where you want to have a physical relationship with someone, but it's building a relationship of trust. It's building a relationship of knowing that person, of actually experiencing life because you're experiencing the people around you. It's the people around you that make life what it is. You know, working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that's not life. That's actually working for somebody else's goals so that they can have a life because you're working and they're not. You know, you'll constantly hear me say that, you know, a job is only supposed to be a stepping stone to your next level of evolution. Unfortunately, most of us are not evolving. You know, we'll work a job until we're just about to die. And then when we die, we'll look back, and it's the if I could have, would have, should have thing. It's all the things I missed. You know, it's amazing how many men, and nowadays women, are actually going through what I call, you know, the late 40s or sometimes the 30s, you know, the dirty 30s or the roaring 40s or, you know, the split in 50s. And what I mean by that is I mean people that basically have it all. You know, they have a good relationship. They have a solid relationship, but unfortunately they've grown apart, and they've grown apart because they refuse to grow together. They refuse to understand each other. They refuse to make the necessary adjustments, understanding that they're getting older, understanding that things happen, understanding that, you know, not everybody else's responsibility is their responsibility, and not actually fending for each other and growing and developing each other. And the weird thing is it's a very, very easy thing to do because we all get so wrapped up in life. We all get so wrapped up in our problems, our miseries, and the miseries and problems of other people, including our children, including our parents. And then one day, again, we wake up and we're like, what happened? You know, yesterday I was young and vibrant and had money, and today I'm poor and broke and don't know what I'm going to do. You know, again, nothing happens in one day. It's a series of events. It's a series of choices. However, understand that no matter what those choices were, as long as you're alive, you have a chance to make a change, to get yourself back on the right track, to get yourself back in the flow of things, to understand what happened, learn from it, and then move on as you grow your life. You know, keep in mind, again, that the same wind blows on us all. You know, I thought it was really funny. I was reading a book the other day, and they were talking about people that go to, like, Jerusalem and Mecca and, you know, some of the places that are considered the motherland of civilization, as in, you know, where Christ was born and things along that nature. And they sell stuff like, you know, holy air in a can, you know, or holy water or what have you. But here's the interesting thing. That same air that's here in New York or in Florida or in Virginia or in California is the same air that's going to be in Tel Aviv in some hours. You know what I mean? It's the same, that same sky, the same accumulation of molecules that created that cloud are the same ones that are here today that are in Jerusalem tomorrow. However, you've got people that literally buy this stuff as if it's going to help them, I don't know, get into heaven. You know, as if it's, if they put it on their mantle as their little, or their little religious shrine, that it's going to be something that helps to kind of teeter them. You know, they're edging their bets, so to speak. It's just really amazing. But anyway, all of that is mindset. And if that's what floats your boat, sail on it. It doesn't really matter to me. But it's just an interesting, it's interesting when you think about it. Anyway, there's always a way to get through and over everything that comes in front of you. Keep in mind, again, like I said, it's just the same wind blows on us all. Those of us that lay the paths and take the roads less traveled are going to find out that in some cases those are the shortcuts. It may have been a little harder. However, it may have cut down on our time. It may have been a little harder. However, it may have been safer. You know, your job is to complete your part of your life's journey. Sometimes it's a parent that handed over a life's journey to you. You may slightly change it or you may go in a different direction, but you stood on that parent's shoulders, that father, that mother, that aunt, that person that raised you, that person that gave you information that you now use to help you, again, traverse and navigate the world that we live in today. You know, sometimes our lights go out, but it will bloom. It will bloom again into a flame. And into that flame that we encounter in our human, that flame that we encounter, we are human beings. You know, they say that a fire that burns twice as bright burns twice as quickly. Well, guess what? That may be true. However, if that candle was designed to burn bright yet last, then guess what? That's a bright candle that is also meant to last a long time. A lot of us that burn really bright and burn out is because, again, we didn't prepare. We didn't have that balance. We didn't have that consistency in our life to make it so that we could get through what we needed to get through. There are a number of keys to success. However, remember that in those keys to success, each person is going to take that information and slightly decode it a little bit differently. Every person is an individual, and as individuals, what's right for one may not be right for the other, may not be perfect for that other person. However, it's part of the journey. And in the journey, as you've heard me say before, look at people that have left clues. Look at people that have succeeded at what you want to do, have gotten where you want to get. You know, read books like Money. Read books like Entrepreneur and Success Magazine and Black Entrepreneur if you're an African American, and read those stories. Those stories can be very helpful. You can get little tidbits of information. Talk to people, again, that have been there, done that, got the T-shirt. Get some exercise. Drink water. You know, put the soda down. Put the sugar products down. Get vitamins. Get some supplements that are going to help your body and nourish it. Why? Because there's so many things that we're just not getting from our diets anymore. It's not in the food. You know, poor crop rotation, poor irrigation, all of those different things. The minerals aren't in our food, so they're not in the animals that we're eating either, because if the animals are eating it, then guess what? there's no minerals in it, there's no minerals in it. So you're not getting what you need to get. You know, accept technology. Understand that we now live in a mobile world. We live in a mobile social world. If you're not a mobile social person, then you're going to get left in the dust. Life is about keeping up, and life is about preparing yourself for the next step. You know, each time that you walk, that's exercise. You're building muscles. You're building endurance. You're creating, you know, strength in your limbs. You're creating, you need to flex those muscles. You need to have flexibility. You need to show your talents. You need to understand that you have to listen. You have to understand, and then as you listen or practice better listening skills and understanding, you're going to enrich yourself and enrich your career. Understand that money is not the root of all evil. The love of money is the root of all evil. So we need to constantly find, again, that balance. Constantly do the things that are going to help us. Lay the keys to success and happiness. You are in control of your response. And how you respond to things is what's going to determine your future. If you are not able to respond correctly, then that's something you need to work on. That's something you need to prepare yourself to better be able to control, because guess what? You are the CEO of you. You are the chief operating officer of yourself. There is nobody else that you can blame, all right? There's nobody else that you can pass the buck to. Prepare for emergencies. You may not be ready today. That doesn't mean you can't start getting ready today. You may not be in the financial position that you want to be in today. But understand that as long as you keep working and pushing to get there, and you create a step-by-step guide, a roadmap, and understand that your roadmap, even though you've written it down, is still a guide. And it's a guide that you may have to change. However, it's a living document. It's made to be adjusted. All right, you need to start looking at your nutrition, looking at your exercise, looking at your exposure to other things. You need to do all of these things so that you can become the person that you want to become. You need to become a person that lives by their word and also shows it by their actions. Life happens, and because life happens, we need to happen with it. We need to be ready for those little things. I'm not saying you're going to be prepared for everything. Nobody's prepared for everything. However, you have to have the mental, physical, and emotional flexibility to be able to deal with whatever happens, when it happens, and then understand that there's going to be times that you need to change. All right? You need to stay powerful and stay in power. Understand that you can't fix everything, but all you can do is all you can do. And you can do no more. All right? You guys that are boys need to grow up to become men. You women that are girls, you need to grow up to become women. You need to stop settling for less and also stop expecting people to give you more than you're willing to give. And that's on both sides. You know, the only way that you win in this life is if everybody's giving 100%. Because if everybody's giving 100%, then guess what? In the end, you have 100%. Why? Because if everybody's not giving 100%, then that means somebody's getting shorted. Stop trying to take the people that failed and use them as a role model for you to succeed. Take the people that have succeeded and use them as a role model for you to succeed. Why? Because you don't know how close the person was that failed was to failing or succeeding. You don't know. And again, like I said before, we are all individual, special human beings. And you're dealing with humans, mankind, and some of them have considerable experience and some of them don't. Some of them know what they're talking about and some of them don't. Some of them are happy with themselves and some of them can't stand themselves. However, you don't know what's in another person's mind. So since you nor I know what's in somebody else's mind, all we can judge them by is by the actions that they take, by the signs and the clues that they leave by what they do. And then from there, we need to make a decision. Again, you need to either go with it or not. but we also need to constantly be people that are learning. You know, it's kind of funny how technology has become, again, more technical, yet a lot of things are still the same. I mean, the fact that you read something in a book and you read something on a Nook or a Kindle or some other type of PDA doesn't change the fact that you're still reading. We still need to read. We still need to learn. We still need to be open to accept new things. We still need to grow and try to develop into the people that we were meant to be. We all need to become more executives of ourselves. We all need to give ourselves a second chance and understand that if you failed or if you believe that you didn't get where you wanted to get today, you got right now and tomorrow to start working on making that better. All right? And I'm not talking about someday aisle. I'm talking about today is the day that you need to put your foot down and decide what it is that you are going to accept and what you aren't. What you're willing to work for and develop and make it into the best things that it can and what you can't. The most powerful person on this planet is you. However, if you don't fuel yourself with good fuel, if you don't take care of yourself, if you don't maintenance yourself, if you don't get the type of insurance by taking care of your body, your mind, your heart, and your soul, then guess what? When you have that accident, when you shut down, it's not going to work. You have to have constant confidence. Confidence in everything that you do and on every level. And how do you do that? Again, one day at a time. How do you do that? You do that by practicing. Again, if I was to take you to a Broadway play, and let's say you paid $100 for a ticket to sit in that play, and then the actors were to come out onto the stage and tell you, hey, guys, we're going to do a phenomenal job for you. However, we just got the scripts. All right, the producers that did the play, they just gave us the scripts. We haven't worked together. We haven't rehearsed, but we're all professional actors, and we should be able to pull this off. Are you going to stay for that show? 99% of the time, the answer is probably no. You're going to go to the ticket booth and tell them you want your money back. The actors haven't practiced. They don't know their parts. This is not going to be a good show. Well, guess what? In your life, you also need to practice, so that you can put on a good show, so that you can give your best to the people that are looking up to you, all right, the people that are paying for your services, your supervisors, whatever it is that you want to call them. You know, you have to have an idea of where you want to be, where you want to go, so that you can figure out how you're going to get there. But if you don't know where you want to be, if you don't know where you want to go, then guess what? Any road will take you there. As they say in Alice in Wonderland, any road will take you there. So we need to figure out what it is that we want, come up with a plan, post that plan, tell people that are going to help back us up and that are going to give us the mental and emotional support that we need to do it, and that are also going to hold our feet to the flame. All right, we're going to be held accountable. We've got goals that are written down. We've got goals that are posted. We have to visualize and believe what we want to do and then do the things to help us actually achieve that goal. Visualization is only part of it. Wanting it is only the other part of it is doing what you need to do to make it come to fruition, to make that thing that's real in your mind, real in your life, to give it substance, to give it life, to actually watch it develop and bloom, you know. Again, when somebody wins a race, how many days, months, years have they practiced? How many times have they gotten up in the rain and ran? How many times have they gotten up in the rain and stretched and worked out and pulled their wind and practiced and ate right and didn't party when everybody else was partying and sacrificed themselves to actually be able to succeed at this goal? They've built the muscle. Well, guess what? Each and every one of us need to do the same thing. And we need to learn to do it together. If all of us pull together for each other, we'll always win. But we have to believe. We have to be willing to walk the walk and talk the talk. Again, this is Zurian with the Zurian Show. And as always, I hope that some of the things that I said resonated with you and helped you to understand what we're trying to do. But with close, I want to thank you for listening and have a great day. Take care.